So, I first became interested in politics and joined the party for the same reason I'm sure many of you did. Basically, I was unhappy with the decisions being made in my name. Though over the past few years, we've seen government scrap much needed technological advancement, actively oppose the introduction of equal marriage laws, sideline tertiary education, and blatantly disregard the advancements provided by the Australian scientific community. And those are but a few of the many actions that made me realize that I couldn't sit idly by and complain each election that there were no candidates that could truly represent me. I started looking for a party with policies based on scientific evidence and not driven by knee-jerk reactions, a party where I could contribute in a meaningful way, and a party that would allow me to have my voice heard. Enter the Pirate Party. Though I do have a bit of a confession to make. Coming up to the 2013 federal election, I looked into the Pirate Party. I read the platform and realized finally there was a party for me. So I joined in late August. Unfortunately, what I didn't do was research the candidates properly. So imagine my dismay when, come September 7th, I realized there wasn't actually a pirate on the ballot in WA. I took on the position of state coordinator and have nominated as a candidate for two main reasons. So that others like myself would have a strong voice within the pirate movement in Western Australia and a candidate capable of representing us in Parliament.